WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us bright and early on a Monday morning at 6 for our first look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still at AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, who's having dinner with the Donald? More in 1 minute.
We'll be talking about that, but first, gun violence in America. Is it a problem without a solution? Let's talk on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump is offering more details about his dinner with rapper Kanye West and white nationalist Nick Fuentes at his Mar-a-Lago resort last week, Trey Thomas reports.
Over the weekend on his Truth Social platform, Trump referred to Kanye as a seriously troubled man and said he offered the rapper very much needed advice. In an earlier post, he also said he told Kanye he should definitely not run for president because any voters he had should vote for Trump. Meanwhile, Trump maintained that he didn't know who Fuentes was. Fuentes is noted for having posted racist content and Holocaust revisionism online. Trey Thomas, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Governor Asa Hutchinson says more of the GOP will raise their voices and help push the party beyond the Trump era. On CNN's State of the Union, the Arkansas Republican described those willing to take a stand as voices of reality.
It is the right thing to do, and it is, to me, predictable that and what we need.
Hutchinson said that the Trump meeting with people like Kanye West and a white nationalist only empowers those people. A Jacksonville girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert is home safe. The FDLE issued the alert last night for 7-year-old Caitlin LaRocca. She was believed to be in the company of a 26-year-old woman when she was last seen. There's no word on where she was found or who she was with. A Lake County man is missing. 73-year-old Herman McClinton was visiting relatives in Kissimmee on Thanksgiving Day when he went for a walk and never returned. He's described as black with brown eyes and black hair, 6'1" and 200 pounds. Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging officials investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China to keep politics out. On CBS's Face the Nation, the outgoing White House chief medical advisor said that while he's keeping an open mind, there is strong evidence the virus evolved naturally.
What we would really like to know is all of the details of what went on with the original people who were infected. We keep a completely open mind as to what the origin is.
Fauci went on to say that open dialogue is crucial because the Chinese government is very suspicious of anyone trying to accuse them of involvement in the global pandemic. At Cleveland yesterday, the Browns roared back to tie the game, then won in overtime over the Bucks, 23-17. Tampa Bay head coach Todd Bowles says it was a total team loss.
In all three phases that lost this ball game, whether it was the return game that they returns on us, whether it was punt or kickoff, defensively, key stops at certain times, penalty to move the ball.
The Dolphins jumped out to a 30-0 halftime lead and coasted to a 30-15 home victory over Houston, Miami's fifth win in a row. And at Jacksonville, the Jaguars took the lead with 14 seconds to go and held on to edge Baltimore 28-27. WFLA News Time is 6:05. In case you missed it, UCF survived USF in the final War on I-4. Get the story online at WFLAOrlando.com. And that's the same place where you can win tickets to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra at the Dr. Phillips Center. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Good morning, Orlando, and a good morning to you wherever you are, however you're listening to us. We appreciate you being with us, and we hope you had a marvelous Thanksgiving celebration of the great American holiday. And despite all our problems, all of the blessings God Almighty has bestowed on all of us in this great country. The Bud Man, along with Alan and Guy and Lizzie, Gang, I OD'd on turkey and all the trimmings and football. How about you? Alan, what were you up to over the weekend?
Well, I only had two Thanksgiving dinners on Thursday. So
only two?
Only two. It was a slow year. But had dinner with the family and then dinner with some friends after that. And a lot of football as well. Thrilling UCF victory. Almost lost that thing. Almost snatched victory from the, or defeat from the jaws of victory against USF, but wound up winning.
Yeah, and here, of course, we are Gator Nation Station, and the Gators did all they could against a very tough Florida State team and lost a close one. That was some game to watch as well. Guy, what about your Thanksgiving?
It was really good. The wife and I had food, and then we went over to a friend's house and had some drinks and some laughs.
You know, I was thinking how great it was just to be able to stay put and not have to deal with all the crowds at the airport and all the traffic out there if you're hitting the road. But, Lizzie, you did hit the road, and you didn't have to deal with traffic. How'd you do it?
Well, we tend to stay off the interstate and use the back roads, which is actually almost as quick. We're only puts us maybe an hour behind what we would if we would have used the interstate. But we like to go over to the West Coast and travel all the way up and then go that way. And
you
that's
went to Mississippi,
how
we... all the way on the back roads. Wow.
Yep, back roads. It was nice. No traffic, and we got there same amount of time.
How about you? Now your secret's out of the bag here. Now we're going to have gridlock on all the back roads. My fault, not yours. Anyway, great to have you with us here. Let's talk about this question I want to pose as the mass shootings keep on coming here. You are, in fact, the smartest audience in talk radio, and my mates here on the 50,000-watt front porch have lots of great ideas as well. Gun violence in America, the question, is it a problem without a solution? If you agree with that, let us know. If you don't, tell us what the solution is, because I don't think I can any longer find one, and I'm very disturbed by it. Let's talk right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines right now, and speaking of gun violence, a man is dead after a shooting in Daytona Beach. Police say 21-year-old Deshaun McClory was shot early yesterday morning outside the Hookah Pub on Seabreeze Boulevard. Police believe an argument led to the shooting. No arrest yet announced. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic for the smartest audience in talk radio. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
You know, we talk about these mass shootings every time they come up, and gun violence is clearly a problem in America. But anybody who knows the Budman well knows that he's a guy who fancies himself as somebody who can look at a problem, analyze it, and come up with some kind of solution. I'm not a genius by any means, but a lot of folks who know me think I'm pretty good at that. I have met my match. I think I'm licked. When I take a look at the situation with gun violence in this country and all of the people who should be alive who are not, I search my heart and soul for a solution, and I no longer feel I have any idea what the solution is to this problem. So I want to ask the gang on Good Morning Orlando here, Alan, Guy, and Lizzie, their take on this. I'll give you mine as to how I got where I am. And I want to use the Walmart mass shooting up in Chesapeake, Virginia, just before Thanksgiving. The supervisor went into the break room and just shot coworkers to death as an example of why this is, to me, now a solution without a problem. And I just hate the idea that this is what we have to live with in America in perpetuity. I mean, forever. It's just, it's awful. It's not acceptable. It just grinds my gears in the worst way. And I imagine it does yours at some level as well. If you think there's a solution to gun violence in America, please call and let us know immediately what you believe it is, and we will listen. 407-916-5400. Text line is 23680. Make your own recorded commentary on the TalkBack feature through the iHeartRadio app. We're now north of 600 mass shootings in the United States in calendar 2022. A mass shooting is defined as four or more shot, not including the shooter. Not everybody has to be dead to be considered a mass shooting, okay? We had a mass shooting in Orlando downtown at the end of July. They still haven't solved. Seven people shot, nobody dead. Outside a club in Orange County at the end of October, six people shot at a drive-by, haven't found anybody to charge them, and everybody managed to survive. But in a lot of situations, like, for example, Colorado Springs at the gay bar just before Thanksgiving, you know, we had a bunch of people dead, five, I think, and six at the Walmart in Chesapeake in Virginia. And, you know, when I take a look around, I mean, if you want to say, well, it's gun control, but, man, that's the solution. Well, I will never support gun confiscation. That's for sure. We have a Second Amendment to bear arms and defend ourselves in this country. And I am an ardent supporter of that. So don't mistake where I'm going with this. But when I take a look at the Walmart situation, gang, up in Virginia, this to me is all too typical. And this makes it very, very hard to find a solution to gun violence in this country. This guy went in to the break room and killed half a dozen of his coworkers at 10 o'clock at night. Well, we got to ban semi-automatic rifles, the president is saying again. He bought a 9mm pistol the same day. He had no criminal record. No background check would have disqualified him. No enhanced background check would have disqualified him. Mental health? Well, he left a death note saying that he felt his coworkers were mocking him, and he had a problem with some of them. Some folks thought he was difficult to work for. Others thought he made him laugh. Walmart had him on the payroll for 12 years, never thought he did anything that justified firing him. This is why I find it so difficult to find a solution to the ongoing gun violence in America, Alan.
Yeah, I get your point on this, but I think there has to be something done about the number of guns available in this country. I mean, you talk about the Walmart case, and this guy, as you said, bought a gun the same day. Yep. And then goes out and shoots a bunch of people. We can't have it as easy as buying, you know, going to a store and buying a pack of gum, you know, as buying a weapon. Something has to be done to make it more difficult to get and to somehow cut down on the number of guns. And I know people say, well, you know, you take the guns away from people who legally can have them, then yep, just the criminals will have guns. There's nothing we can do really about criminals having guns. But how many of these mass killings do we see where the guy or girl who committed it had gotten the weapon legally?
Well, I think we see it fairly often.
Yeah.
I think we see it fairly often.
That's my point.
Well, how would you stop this guy from buying a gun?
Well,
how would you do it?
Something has to be done to make it more difficult. You can't just...
What?
Bud, I don't know.
See, I'm with you, Alan.
Something has to be done.
Sure.
But I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's stricter licensing, more background checks. You know, I don't know what you have there, but something... must be done.
So what is it? You're members of the smartest audience in talk radio. Is this a problem without a solution in America? The ongoing wave of gun violence. By the way, as recently as 2017, we had half the number of mass shootings as we do right now. Or we just have to live with this? Is that it? Let's talk about it, shall we? Right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines now from overseas. There are calls coming from protesters in communist China for President Xi Jinping to step down over COVID-19 restrictions there. Demonstrations have been growing since lockdown rules were blamed for the recent deaths of nearly a dozen people in a fire in a remote northwestern Chinese city. Thousands have taken to the streets in China, openly calling for Xi's resignation. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA, this is Good Morning Orlando. Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Hey, you know it is the holiday season, and we have iHeart Christmas on the free iHeart Radio app. We have all of your holiday music, whether you're shopping, hanging out, whatever. Just go to the free iHeart Radio app and look up Christmas. And it's commercial free as well as being free. So look up Christmas on the free iHeart Radio app.
Man, I love hearing that. Love great Christmas music like that. And, boy, that's a great way to get it. Thank you, Guy. Okay. The question on the table is gun violence. Is it a problem in this country without a solution? You know, and it's long been said that the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun, well, is to have a good guy with a gun when the bad guy activates, right? The number of handgun owners carrying daily in this country has doubled in the past 4 years. And I got to tell you, I follow the news closely. It happens, but it is rare that we see a good guy stop a bad guy. It happens, but it doesn't happen nearly often enough. And I don't know that it will. A lot of folks weighing in on the text line here. We'll get to some of them here in a moment. Phone calls welcome at 407-916-5400. And we are joined on the phone by Andrew from Orlando. So is there a solution for gun violence in America, Andrew?
Hey, good morning, Bo. How you doing this morning, man? Happy holidays to y'all.
Well, to you as well, my longtime loyal listener. Go ahead, take a shot at it.
But my only solution, I don't think it will stop, but we can make it more difficult, make every single bullet $2,000 or more.
Make the ammunition so expensive that there's no way you can fire the gun that you are legally allowed to have?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
Not unless it's worth to you like your family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Going to have a budget for your ammo now.
There you go.
I can afford one bullet like Barney Fife, and that's about it.
Exactly. So
Thank you, Andrew.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
All right. I appreciate it. It's always good having you with us. There's an interesting solution to the problem. I don't know that we're ever going to go down that road. There'd be a war over that. Guy, Lizzie, is this a problem without a solution? And if you think it is not a problem without a solution, what is the solution to gun violence in America? We're just losing too many good people.
I have to agree. I don't know if there really is a solution. I mean, we have background checks. Even whenever you have your concealed weapons permit, some stores still make you have to wait 3 days here in Florida. So I don't know what the solution is other than mental health seems to be some of the problem, but not all the problem. So, and gangs. So I don't know.
I want to talk about the mental health thing in a moment here. But, Guy, weigh in on this, if you would.
Well, you said that when there's a bad guy with a gun, the good guy with a gun can stop him. Mm-hmm. But they've made it so hard for the good guys to actually be carrying it around that that's not happening as often as it should. So if they made everything open carry, those people, those thugs that decide they want to shoot are going to think twice if they know bullets are coming back.
Well, I can tell you this. Governor DeSantis says he's going to get constitutional carry through the Florida legislature. So you'll be able to carry anywhere, all over the place here in the state of Florida. So we'll have to see. Was that something you would welcome?
Yeah, I mean, okay, just look at it this way. Mm-hmm. You walk up to Mike Tyson or Conor McGregor and offend them. Don't you think they're going to punch you? So if you're whipping out a gun, knowing someone else has a gun, you know you're going to get shot at back.
Ooh, good point.
On the mental health front, I mean, and you listen to the networks and he says, oh, we got a mental health problem. We have to deal with mental health. Well, how do you catch a guy like the Walmart supervisor who shot workers you said were mocking him and we knew nothing really about it in any way, shape or form other than his long death note that went on for 11 paragraphs on his phone talking about his list of grievances, how messed up his life was and all of this. Walmart kept him on the payroll since 2010. What are you going to do? All of a sudden say, you know, I don't like the way you're behaving here. We're going to send you out for mental health therapy. Really? I don't know how that happens. Too often it seems discovered after the fact. I don't know how. Alan, I don't know how you get a handle on the mental health aspect. Yeah. Everyone always talks about ahead of the time that somebody becomes a mass shooter.
I think there's no question we can have upgrades in mental health applications in this country. But how often do we see reports on TV of a murder suspect and his neighbors saying, well, he was quiet and kept to himself. We really, you know, had I mean, who has, in so many cases, who has an idea someone's about to, you know, kill somebody else? And for someone to do that, to commit a crime like that, has got to be mentally ill to some extent.
We're going to be talking about this again in this show, so please be with us. And texters, we'll get to some of what you've had to say as time permits. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour is coming up, Alan. How about the news?
Little by little, gas prices are falling, and an NFL star has to be removed from an airline flight. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Time for a news update here at the bottom of the hour on the Monday edition of Good Morning Orlando. The Budman here turning it over to my co-host and our newsman, Alan Spector, for that. And if you want some good news to start your week, well, I think you've got it, Alan.
Yeah, gas prices in Florida slowly dropping, Bud. AAA's statewide average today is $3.38 a gallon. That is 1 cent less than yesterday and down 8 cents over the past week. The average in Metro Orlando is down 1 cent also since yesterday and now stands at $3.36 a gallon. At St. Petersburg yesterday, a hit-and-run investigation led to a request for a welfare check, and that led to a deadly officer-involved shooting. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says 63-year-old Gus Spandudas was shot and killed after he pointed a weapon at a St. Pete police officer and refused to put it down. Gualtieri says the investigation is still in its early stages.
Again, we're going to continue to conduct witness interviews, look at video, physical evidence. Anything changes, we'll let you know. I don't anticipate that we'll have any more updates probably until tomorrow, and that would probably only be if the facts change at all and there's something more that we need to get out.
The officer has been placed on administrative leave. A St. Petersburg woman is dead days after she was attacked in her home with a hatchet. Relatives of 56-year-old Lisa Rogers Eaton can't believe anyone would hurt her.
She'll help anybody. She'll give you anything you want. Don't understand it. We can't understand it because she wouldn't hurt anybody.
Arrested is 40-year-old Michael Daugherty, who Eaton and her husband let stay with them after he lost his job. A teenager could face charges for a deadly crash in Orange County. FHP says the 16-year-old was driving a car that hit a bicyclist late Saturday morning in Orla Vista at North Powers Drive and West Livingston Street. The 69-year-old bicyclist was not wearing a helmet. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. is making headlines after he was escorted off an American Airlines flight in Miami yesterday. Trey Thomas with details.
Police said the flight crew tried to wake him as he appeared to be coming in and out of consciousness. A statement added Beckham was initially asked several times to exit the aircraft and fasten his seatbelt, which he refused. The plane was evacuated and Beckham eventually got off the plane when asked by officers. Meanwhile, his attorney says Beckham had been sleeping and the incident was the result of an overzealous flight attendant. Trey Thomas, News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
WFLA News time is 6:34. You can win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Amway Center. Just visit our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
Headlines now. More than 4,000 flights across the United States were delayed on Sunday following the Thanksgiving holiday. This according to FlightAware.com, as millions of Americans all tried to return home at the same time. Many of the disruptions coming as a result of heavy rain in the eastern part of the country. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories for you throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Well, WFLA Orlando has the exclusive Beach Boys Good Vibration cruise. Oh, I'm so excited. Set sail in March. Well, we're the only ones who have it, so you need to get on board for this one.
Yep, just go to WFLAOrlando.com, click on the contest page for your chance to win. You and a guest could experience a five-night vacation with nonstop music. Why is it nonstop? That's because there's going to be more people than just the Beach Boys there. Is that right, Alan?
That is correct, Guy Roberts. Not just the Beach Boys. How about the Temptations? Now, that's a good show right there. Beach Boys, Temptations. How about we add in the Isley Brothers? How about the Righteous Brothers while we're at it? Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. How about a Beatles tribute band, Rain? Is that good enough for you?
Yep.
Wow, that's a full boat.
And there's going to be more.
Yep.
So keep listening for details.
And not only is there going to be nonstop music, it's going to be a specially curated itinerary because you're going to set sail from Miami to Belize, then to Mexico, and back on the beautiful Norwegian Pearl. We want you to hop on the boat for all the good vibrations. You can also book now at www.thebeachboyscruise.com.
I've been around here nearly 20 years. We've never had anything as cool as this to give away to the listeners we love so much. This is a great thing. The Beach Boys Cruise. Yeah, as Alan says, more details coming up. So here we go on something that's getting a lot of coverage over the holiday weekend. It was last Tuesday at Mar-a-Lago when former President Trump had dinner with Kanye West, now calls himself Ye. And, I mean, he's got all kinds of problems. His anti-Semitic comments are out there, and he's not backing down from them. And a lot of folks who were tight with him are fleeing from him in his business empire. And he shows up at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump's Truth Social versions of all of this have changed somewhat. The most recent is this. So I help a seriously troubled man who just happens to be black, Kanye West, yay, who has been decimated in his business and virtually everything else, who has always been good to me by allowing his request for a meeting at Mar-a-Lago alone so that I can give him some very much-needed advice. His advice, it turns out to be, from another post here, don't run for president here because you know, those votes need to go to me, and you're not going to make it anyway. So, as the Truth Social post from Trump goes on, the most recent, he shows up with three people, two of whom I don't know, and the other's a political person I haven't seen in years. So there we go. Turns out the political person is Karen Giorno, former Trump strategist, now supporting Kanye West, who also says he's running for president. So it's Trump and Kanye West running for president and nobody else at this particular point. The other guy is a prominent white supremacist, anti-Semitic guy, Holocaust denier by the name of Nick Fuentes. Trump is claiming he didn't know there who this was. Listen, here's my problem. Let's just accept what he says at face value. He now knows who Nick Fuentes is. I've yet to hear, I don't know, Alan, maybe you've caught something in the news, I haven't, any repudiation of his ugly stand on Jews, the Holocaust, and the fact that he's a white supremacist. I've seen no repudiation of that by Trump. It needs to come. It's going to hurt him to what degree we can debate. And Kanye West, with all this anti-Semitic commentary, making all kinds of headlines, I mean, I don't think Trump should have associated himself with him. I think it's going to hurt him. I've seen no repudiation of his anti-Semitism that is out there in bold relief. Here is Kanye West on his dinner with Trump and Fuentes. Listen to this.
The thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president, I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I walked in with intelligence. So Trump is really impressed with Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes, unlike so many of the lawyers and so many people that he was left with on his 2020 campaign, he's actually a loyalist.
If Trump wants to grow his base, that's what he needs to do to win the nomination in the general election in 2024 for president. You are known by the company you keep. He should never have taken, he should never have had the dinner for Kanye West. And he absolutely should have found out who this guy is if he didn't know Fuentes and shown him the door immediately, Alan. That's where I am on this.
Yeah, and like you, I have seen nothing from Trump. No repudiation of the white nationalist aspect, the Holocaust denying aspect, the anti-Semitism of Kanye West in any of these explanations of the dinner. You know, I don't know who's vetting his guest list or if anybody is, but they should be if this guy wants to be president. And what's going to happen is his potential opponents for the GOP nomination in 2024 are going to become emboldened. If this type of thing continues, Trump is going to be seen as very vulnerable.
I think your take on that is sound, Alan. I really am with you all the way on this. And listen, gang, this is not Trump bashing here. I want to see what he can make of a presidential run. because he did a heck of a job in so many ways as president. He needs to attract voters, not repel them. I'm afraid he just shrunk his base, and that is not what Trump needs to be doing. If you're a Trump supporter, I hope you get it on that level. Let's talk about it and see what you think after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. This headline out of Central Florida, sad story, a woman dead after a test drive turned tragic in Polk County. The sheriff's office says 86-year-old Clifford Worm was test driving a Nissan Rogue SUV on Saturday when he collided with another car outside the Hill Nissan dealership in Winter Haven. 76-year-old Gene Worm was the passenger in the passenger seat of the SUV and died at the scene. Clifford suffered minor injuries. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories. We'll keep it up all morning here on Good Morning Orlando.
For the smartest audience in talk radio, this is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Lizzie Steele. Now, I know I've told you that our website, WFLA Orlando, you can get or enter to win the Beach Boys cruise, correct? However, Guy, don't we have a bunch more things that you can enter to win?
Yep, we have something that's new. iHeartRadio wants to grant your Christmas wish. We're teaming up with NetSpend to help make your dreams come true for the holidays. We want to know what you're wishing for this season. Is it toys for your kids? Maybe a trip to see your family? A big holiday feast? We want to make your season bright. For more information and to enter to win, go to WFLAOrlando.com.
So we're talking about former President Trump getting ripped across party lines for hosting a dinner at Mar-a-Lago last week for anti-Semite Kanye West and white supremacist Nick Fuentes. And whether or not you are looking at a major derailment of the Trump train so soon after he put it back on the tracks and began heading with his announcement that he's a candidate for president in 2024, out ahead of everybody else, headed, he hopes, toward another term in the White House. As I say, it's true of Trump, it's true of you and me, but it's even more true of a really big-time public figure like Donald Trump, that you are known by the company you keep. And this is the wrong company for him to be keeping if he wants to increase his popularity beyond some in his hardcore base who don't care what he does, who he associates with, and some who may not have a problem with him having dinner with a couple of anti-Semites and a white supremacist. I mean, it's just not going to help him. And I think he needs to be more sensitive to that, and he needs to repudiate what these two guys, Fuentes and West, are putting out there and what they stand for, and he has yet to do that. And I don't know if he has a blind spot on this. I mean, he may, you know, if he repudiates them, turn a few people off within his base. Percentage-wise, I think it will be small, because I disagree with the texter who says, and this is interesting, it will not hurt him, actually strengthen his base, because white supremacy is his base. I'm not saying there aren't white supremacists in Trump's base, but trust me, that's not the heart and soul of his base. The heart and soul of his base is, frankly, people like me and a lot of you who supported him to the hilt running for president and thought he did a heck of a job on policy while he was president. And we long for the country being in the good shape it was in when he was leading it. All right? And there's not a white supremacist bone in my body and in your body. Most of you, almost all of you. I'm sorry. I think this does hurt him, and I think somebody needs to get his attention on that and convince him that he does, and then he needs to react appropriately, which I have not yet seen him do. I want him to make the most he can make out of this presidential run, and I think this hurts him, not helps him. Yeah. Guy, what about it?
Well, I just wanted to bring something up. When I see it, I will raise the flag. He said he didn't know who he was. You're the ex-president. Everyone has to be screened before they come to see you.
Amen. Yeah, and he's sharp enough that he has to have known who he is. He is that smart, that aware, that sharp. he knew who Fuentes was. I don't buy that he didn't.
Yeah, and this is not an isolated incident, unfortunately, involving Donald Trump. This is not the first time he's been slow to condemn white nationalism and anti-Semitism. If we recall the incident at Charlottesville, which turned out to be a deadly incident. After that, you know, the first news conference he held, he said, well, there were good people on both sides. He eventually did condemn a white nationalism and anti-Semitism, but it seemed like when he read the statement, it was done reluctantly. I'm not sure if that texter doesn't have a point, and Donald Trump's afraid perhaps to offend potential voters.
A texter, Trump has gone too far to the radicals. Eventually, you cannot keep explaining away his mistakes. Even the left wants Trump to run this time. Another, who can survive being under the microscope like Trump? No one. Well, okay then. So if he just made a mistake and opened the doors to Mar-a-Lago for people who shouldn't have been there, just say, shouldn't have happened, won't happen again. And now I really understand who this guy Fuentes is better than I did before. And they will have, no further time with me at Mar-a-Lago or anywhere else.
And disavow what this man stands for.
Yeah, both of them. Both of them. Absolutely. Hasn't happened. And some of you are angry that I am raising this issue here, and you think it's to put Trump down. It is not. It is to lift him up, which this absolutely does not do if the end game is becoming president again, which is what you want, right? There you are. News coming up with Alan.
A plea expected today from an accused mass murderer, and a tough Sunday for Brady and the Bucks. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. I hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome aboard here at 7 o'clock on a Monday morning as we update once again for you Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic here and now on News Radio WFLA Orlando. On FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, an accused mass shooter in court today. More in 1 minute.
And gun violence isn't a problem in America without a solution. Listeners are weighing in. Let's hear from you on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. The suspect in the mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket is expected to plead guilty to state charges today. Trey Thomas has more.
The male teen accused of killing 10 black people in May is due in an Erie County court. Authorities say it was a racially motivated attack. The initial hearing was canceled earlier this month because of recent snowstorms in the area. The suspect is facing a 25-count indictment that includes 10 counts of murder. He's also facing federal charges. Trey Thomas, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Here in Florida, one person is dead, four others injured in a shooting at an outdoor basketball court at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee yesterday. Fox's Sue Guzman has more.
The shooting took place around 4:30 p.m. at a student rec center on the school's campus. This woman says violence like this is rare in the community.
Tallahassee is mostly a town full of students going to college, so it's kind of scary when, you know, we're navigating all the time. We're always moving, always on the go. You don't know where is safe, where's not safe.
University issuing a press release saying none of those shot was from the school and that there is no ongoing threat to the university. Police are still searching for a suspect or suspects. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A man is dead after a shooting in Daytona Beach. Police say 21-year-old Deshaun McClary was shot early yesterday morning outside the Hookup Pub on Seabreeze Boulevard. Police believe an argument led to the shooting. No arrest has been announced. The White House COVID-19 response coordinator says Americans can move on from the pandemic if they keep their immunity up to date.
It's incredibly important as we head into the holidays for people to update their immunity, get the new COVID vaccine, get the flu shot. It's a great way to stay safe and healthy this holiday season.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ashish Jha expressed cautious optimism in the face of a so-called triple-demic of COVID, flu, and RSV. This comes as the Biden administration launches a six-week campaign for Americans to get their booster shots. Jha went on to say that RSV, which is most dangerous to the elderly and small children, is potentially starting to trend down. Early in-person voting begins today across the entire state of Georgia. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker are squaring off in the Senate race, which will be decided December 6th. The Bucks still lead the NFC South, even after losing in overtime to the Browns at Cleveland 23-17. Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady says the Bucks did not execute well enough.
Had a chance, you know, give them a lot of credit. They made some real clutch plays. Fourth down completion for the touchdown was a great play. But we had our chances, you know, just didn't make the plays and they did.
Also in the NFL, the Dolphins rolled to their fifth straight win, hammering Houston 30-15 at Miami, and the Jaguars are back in the win column after stunning the Ravens with a 28-27 victory at Jacksonville. WFLA News Time, 7:05. Chilling video shows the ghost of a patient who just died returning to the hospital. Watch it online at WFLAOrlando.com. And that's where you can find more information on your chance to set sail on the Beach Boys Good Vibrations Cruise. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
The new form of broadcast excellence. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Noon to 3 p.m. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
It's Monday morning at 7 after the long holiday weekend, and we hope it was a great one for you and that you were able to get together with your family and your close friends and celebrate all the blessings that you have in your life from the good Lord Almighty. The Budman here, along with my co-host Alan, and Guy, our executive producer, and Lizzie in the control room as well. You know what? I think I finally reached my limit over the four-day weekend here. I didn't think it was possible for me to OD on football, pro and college, but I think I'm finally there. There were so many great games, and I spent much too much time watching them.
Yeah, and I bet... Your stomach didn't feel that well, not only after eating a lot this weekend, but watching the Bucks blow that game yesterday.
Boy, are you right on that score. It was making me crazy. They're losing up in Cleveland to the Browns, for God's sakes. And Brady was, you know, like, I don't know, he had like almost like no yardage throwing the ball for the first half. And I said, what is going on, you Tom Brady? And he cranked it up, but it was too little and it was too late. You're right.
Yeah,
major indigestion from that.
I'm sorry, bud. Fortunately for Tampa Bay, they're in an awful division. The NFC South, no winning team in that division. They're still in first place. They're 5-6.
I know. There's hope. But, man, it's making me a little bit crazy. Mm. Anyway, and let's move back to a hot topic in hour number one that's really been on my heart and mind here. As I look at all of these mass shootings coming one after another, we're approaching the all-time single-year record, more than 600 of them. In this country, that's defined as four people shot, not necessarily all dead, excluding the shooter. It's unbelievable. And I get to the point where I think, you know, there's got to be a solution to this, but I have no idea what would solve the problem of so much of this gun violence. Tell me, is it a problem without a solution? If you think so, let us know. If you think there is a solution, please let us know by calling 407-916-5400. Text line is 23680. We've been kicking it around. We've got a lot of folks who've weighed in. We'll share some of what they're saying, but we haven't heard from you yet. So you're welcome on the 50,000-watt front porch. Call 407-916-5400. Text line 23680. Make your own talkback comments. Record them through the iHeartRadio app. An update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, and then we're diving in on gun violence and solutions here on Good Morning Orlando. Headlines. Some major retailers already rolling out Cyber Monday deals. That group, including Amazon, Walmart, and Target, it's expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year today after a record $9.1 billion was spent online for Black Friday. Updates at least every 10 minutes on the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
I first posed the question an hour ago when we came on the air, but you may not have been with us. And even if you were, I definitely know you've been doing some thinking about this. Gun violence in America, is it a problem without a solution? I mean, you know, everybody says, well, you know, mental health or enhanced background checks or ban semi-automatic rifles, which is what Biden's saying again in the wake of the Walmart manager in Chesapeake, Virginia, just before Thanksgiving, killing half a dozen of his coworkers like fish in a barrel in the break room at 10 o'clock at night. Later, we find out on his phone he has a death note there because he committed suicide after he did this, about being mocked by his employees, et cetera, and he's got all kinds of other problems. But none of that was ever evident. So the mental health thing, I don't think it would have stopped him. Enhanced background checks, the guy had no criminal record. How do you stop such a thing? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, oh, by the way, he used a 9mm pistol, no AK-47 or anything like it, which he bought legally the very same day. That when I catch a story like that, I look at it and I say, I don't know what the solution is here. Do you? How do you stop this, gang? How do we do it? Or do we just decide it's okay? We'll just live with this forever in America and maybe watch it get worse? I just can't accept that. We have too many completely innocent people who are dead, and you shouldn't accept it either. But I'm licked. I don't know that there is a solution for this in this country. I will tell you what some members of the smartest audience in talk radio are saying on our text line, because I don't want these to not see the light of day. More guns, less crime, says Professor Lott. Well, we have more guns, 500 million of them estimated, in a country of 330 million people. But we don't have less crime as a result, with all due respect. Another texter, there's always a solution. Love one another. That would do it if we all did. But you and I know we're never going to get everyone or nearly everyone to live their lives that way. Let's get back. Another texter says they're being tough on crime, tough penalties, social media, peer pressure, bullying's a problem, mental health is a problem. I don't know how getting tough on crime, tougher penalties, impacts a scenario like what happened in the Walmart break room in Virginia.
Yeah.
And the guy took his own life in that situation. And again, Alan, I can run down the list of all of the measures people suggest to deal with gun violence. And I know it's not the gun, it's the people, and it's violent people. And there are tons of versions of that on the text line, and I thank you. But you know what we're talking about here. Alan, when you run down the list of everything everybody suggests, none of it would have stopped Walmart, and there are many other cases like it.
Yeah, and if you look at the Walmart case, do you think this guy thought, oh, well, if I commit this crime, I'm going to face possibly the death penalty, possibly life in prison? This guy was intent on taking his own life. And, you know, no penalty, no matter how tough, would have stopped him.
Yeah, I totally agree. Guy, what about it? Got a solution?
Like I said before, let people open carry. I guarantee you, if there's a situation that comes up like that and I'm around, there's going to be bullets flying back. If they're afraid that bullets are going to fly back, they'll think twice about pulling that trigger.
We have a lot of folks open carry right now. As a matter of fact, four times it's gone up by a factor of four in, or several anyway, in just the last 4 years or so. But, Guy, we seldom see a scenario. It does happen, but most of the time we don't see the good guy or girl with a gun stopping the bad guy or girl with a gun, do we? It does happen, and it would happen with you.
Well, that's also because a lot of those places are gun-free zones, and they know that no one's allowed to carry in there.
So end gun-free zones in the workplace, in the business world,
yeah,
in the stores where we shop,
in the schools.
Well, yeah. Schools are different. Students shouldn't be carrying the guns. The teachers should.
Mm. So, gun violence, and yes, I know it's the people who pull the trigger. The gun doesn't do that. But we all, that's a semantics thing. We all know what we're talking about here. Gun violence in America, is it a problem without a solution? Tell us if you believe it is without a solution, or if there is a solution, please tell us what it is, because I haven't seen one yet that I think will turn the tide and save so many innocent lives. This has got to stop. But I've given up figuring out how to stop it. That's why I'm turning to you here on Good Morning Orlando. More after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good Morning Orlando at 7:18 now. His headline out of Washington, Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff says the January 6th committee will decide on what goes into its final report in a collaborative manner. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union over the weekend, the California Democrat dismissed a claim made in the Washington Post that the report would focus entirely on former President Trump. Schiff said he hoped it would be as broad and inclusive as possible. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you here on Good Morning Orlando.
Do you like chiming in? Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Lizzie Steele. The Beach Boys' Good Vibration Cruise was set sail in March, and News Radio WFLA Orlando has your chance to get on board.
Yep, it's an exclusive chance. You and a guest could experience a five-night vacation with nonstop music from the Beach Boys, the Temptations, the Isley Brothers, the Righteous Brothers, Mark McGrath, and more to be announced. You'll also be sailing from Miami to Belize, then to Mexico, and back on the Norwegian Pearl. You can go to WFLAOrlando.com and click on the contacts page for your chance to win. Hop on the boat and prepare for all the good vibrations. You can also book now at www.thebeachboyscruise.com.
All right, gang, thank you. That's a fantastic thing, and we hope you get on board and literally get on board the Beach Boys Cruise. We're here to help you do that, and it's going to be the time of your life. So the question on the table here, because I just frankly don't have the answer anymore, or maybe I never did. Gun violence in America, I mean, it continues on the rise, and just totally innocent people are being wiped out all over this country, and we just kind of decided there's nothing we can do about it. So is gun violence a problem without a solution? If there is a solution, please let us know what it is by calling 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Here's a thoughtful texter, and I agree with so much of what this texter writes, and you may as well. But I still don't think it solves the problem. You guys might not like my reaction to the mass shooting situation, but here goes. It's a mental health issue, but beyond that, it is a spiritual problem. We cannot impose religion or spirituality on anybody. Thank God for that. But we as a country have gone beyond being a secular country. We've become very hostile toward religious groups, especially Christians. That has led to people not valuing life. And don't believe, the texter writes, don't believe for a minute that that doesn't make a difference. You know what? I think it does make a difference. But I think that those terribly regrettable trends that have been set in motion for years, I don't see a stop to it. I don't see it turning around. I just don't. Another, bring back to the schools, prayer and Judeo-Christian values. It will not be a quick solution, but long-term it will work. You know, I mean, before we banned God in the classroom and God in the public square, we did not have this problem. The texter is right. That sent us in the direction we are headed, but I see no way back from it.
You know, but it kind of bugs me when I hear people say, we've taken God out of the classroom. If you believe in God, at least the concept that I'm familiar with, you believe God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. And you can bring God into the classroom with your own prayer in class if you want to.
But loathe, you can't share it with anybody. You know, and how do you get those who don't have God in their lives to consider God in their lives if you can't speak to them about it in a situation like that. And once upon a time, you could.
But, you know, just because you don't have God in your life or the kind of the concept of God that you may have or I may have doesn't mean you're going to be evil. It doesn't mean you're going to go out and kill people. You can still have basic fundamental values and be an atheist.
Yeah, it's a good point. It is a good point you make, Alan.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Tom from Tavares has a very good take on it. And here he
is. Well, let's go. Here it is.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, good morning. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, you're on. Good morning, and nice to have you on the show.
Good to be with you. Great show. But look, on the gun violence thing, it's a multifaceted approach, but it's mostly psychological. I think restricting guns to people who are law-abiding and psychologically stable is not an answer. And I think what we need to do is restrict it to anybody under the age of 21. I mean, today's 18-year-old doesn't have the maturity of a 13-year-old 50 years ago. And I think anybody who's on psychoactive drugs for whatever mood control or hyperactivity disorder, they should not be allowed to have a gun either, because these things have suicidal thought ideation with them. They should not be allowed to have a gun. I do think, however, teachers and people and public places should have a concealed carry permit, and they should be allowed to carry guns in school concealed so that they can protect people. Good guys with a gun do stop bad guys with a gun, and I think restricting it to law-abiding citizens is not the answer. Neither is that insane approach of taxing ammunition. I think that's just absolutely nuts. But we need to address violent games and video games that promote violent behavior and all these aberrations that occur in kids from broken homes or who are on psychoactive drugs or have a psychiatric history. They should not get guns.
Boy, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and we appreciate it. And, you know, you make the case that we, in fact, are privileged to broadcast to the smartest and most thoughtful audience in talk radio. Thanks, Tom, so much. Good to have you with us here on the show. Always great to have Alan here to bring us the news, top and bottom of the hour, and here it comes.
Gas a little cheaper every day here in Florida, and tomorrow is a day to think of others. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere, in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good Monday morning, Orlando. We're glad you're with us here. The Mudman, Alan, Guy, and Lizzie till 9 o'clock. In a moment, Alan's going to update us on the news, and he's going to talk about gas prices. Lizzie, you were on the road across several states over Thanksgiving. What's the cheapest gallon of gas you found?
In Mississippi, $2.92.
Mm. Whoa! What about it, Alan? Are we doing that well? I don't think so, but you have the news.
Well, cheapest gas I saw this morning as I drive to work through Altamont Springs, $3.27 a gallon. And overall, Florida drivers continue to see gas prices drop a little each day. The statewide average from AAA today is down 1 cent from yesterday. It's at $3.38 a gallon, and that is down 8 cents over the past week. The average in Metro Orlando also down a penny today to $3.36 a gallon. A deadly officer-involved shooting in St. Petersburg is under investigation. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says it began yesterday with a hit and run. That investigation led to a welfare check on 63-year-old Gus Spandudas, who was described as disabled.
Gus Spandudas was sitting there, made a comment to the officers that he wanted to commit suicide. The officers knew that there were other people in the apartment because they could see some feet and legs in an adjacent bedroom. So they had multiple people in multiple rooms, and there's two officers.
At that point, Gualtieri says Spandudas pulled out a weapon and pointed it at Officer Jace Morrow, who fired when Spandudas refused to put it down. Spandudas was pronounced dead at the scene. Officer Morrow was placed on administrative leave. A Florida man is facing a murder charge after allegedly killing a woman with a hatchet. Trey Thomas has details.
Michael Daugherty was arrested Thursday after a 56-year-old woman was found injured in a home in St. Petersburg earlier last week. Police say she was found with a hatchet in her head and taken to a hospital where she later passed away. The 40-year-old Daugherty faces second-degree murder charges. Authorities say Daugherty and the victim lived together, but haven't released any info on their relationship or a motive. I'm Trey Thomas.
We just had Black Friday, we had Small Business Saturday, and today we have Cyber Monday. But don't forget about tomorrow, Giving Tuesday.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Now in-
in its 10th year, Giving Tuesday is meant to encourage people to give to their favorite charities, whether it's money or through volunteer work. Last year, around $2.7 billion was donated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, and that's just in the U.S. alone. More information is available online at givingtuesday.org. I'm Michael Kastner.
WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere... Time to check the Monday morning box office.
Hooray for Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly, Hollywood.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, continues to rule the box office. The sequel to the 2018 Marvel Comics adaptation earned nearly $46 million in its third weekend in North America's theaters. The new Disney film, Strange World, was second, but well behind at less than $12 million. Industry experts say that's a disappointing opening for a motion picture with a budget estimated at $180 million.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. That has a very bold LGBTQ theme. And it's interesting, a lot of folks are on Disney for the poor performance of this movie, and we're going to be talking about that here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and rounding out this week's top five at the box office, the Korean war drama, Devotion, followed by The Menu, and a movie I saw over the weekend, Black Adam. Enjoyed it immensely, and if you do go, a little tip, stay during the credits.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Huh? Now, that's the one with...
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah.
And you loved it, huh?
I enjoyed it very much.
Good, good.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. The journey continues. Journey guitarist Neil Sean says the band is not ending. Despite his financial dispute with bandmate Jonathan Cain, Sean has filed a lawsuit against Cain, claiming Cain restricted access to a shared American Express business account for Journey. Fans have taken to social media to question the future of the band, with one writing, "It seems to me you can put a fork in Journey as it seems to be done." Neil Sean countered the comment by saying, "Nah, Journey means forever changing."
What do you think, Guy? You're a musician. You follow these bands?
I love that band, by the way. And I think Arnel Pineda is a fantastic replacement.
Yeah, for Steve Perry. And also, I mean, this band, like many others that are together for decades, they have their disputes from time to time. It's bound to happen.
They're family.
Exactly. They're going to fight. They're going to make up. They'll continue the journey. And finally, good news. Jay Leno is back on the stand-up comedy stage just 2 weeks after suffering second and third degree burns in a garage fire.
Wow.
Leno was poking fun at himself on the way into the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California, last night.
We got two shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Never thought of myself as a roast comic. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Leno performed in front of a packed house, and they were happy to see him.
It was amazing. I mean, that quick turnaround is really amazing, yeah. Well, great show. Great show. We had fun.
Leno, who is 72, was badly burned on November 12th while working on one of his vintage cars. He was hospitalized at the Grossman Burn Center for 10 days and underwent two surgeries, and Leno said he wants to give back to that burn center.
We got to do a benefit for that hospital, so help out people who have burns that can't afford it.
Definitely a good cause, and great to see Jay Leno back at it.
You know, anybody who's had serious burns, or not even so serious, knows how much pain is involved, mm-hmm. and it keeps on coming. And the idea that he's out there after all the burns on his hands and the lower part of his face, he is just incredible. You got to love him maybe more than ever.
Proving, once again, laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, good point.
True.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Find these stories and more on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, and we got more of Good Morning Orlando on the way. An update of news, weather, and traffic gets it going in just 2 minutes.
Central Florida headlines now. Engine problems believed to have caused a helicopter crash in Brevard County. The Titusville Fire Department says the helicopter crashed at Space Coast Regional Airport yesterday afternoon. Believe it or not, we've got a happy ending for you on this. Doesn't happen often, but there were two people on board. Neither hurt. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Some pretty exciting games this past weekend, and if the NFL is your thing, you need to listen to The Season with Peter Schrager, and it's a podcast that invites you to the table where big NFL decisions happen. The host and NFL Network figure, Peter Schrager, empties his notebook and brings in guests to chime in, adding input about everything that makes a decision in the NFL. You can listen to The Season with Peter Schrager on the free iHeartRadio app, and it is absolutely free, and it's where you can find all your radio station podcasts in one easy-to-use app.
The Looney Tunes song, it's the Looney Left File here on Good Morning Orlando. Three entries. The first one is a major misfire for Mickey Mouse and Company. Disney's LGBTQ-themed movie Strange World, which is their first with an openly gay protagonist, continues to bomb at the box office in this country. It has been in theaters since the 2nd of November. It cost, are you ready, $180 million to make. And they've recouped just a small percentage of it. And I'm telling you, it doesn't surprise me at all. I'm going to also tell you what I think happened here. You remember all of the flack that Bob Chapek, who's now been fired as the CEO of Disney and replaced by the former CEO, Bob Iger, as the you know, the stock price is in the tank, they're losing money by the billions, et cetera, et cetera. Chapek got real friendly with a hardcore gay activist within the Disney corporation here, and he wanted to court them, not offend them, and reportedly, and we got into this last week, kind of just gave them carte blanche to do whatever they wanted to promote the gay agenda. And I am sure, as I'm sitting here, that this movie, Strange World, Disney's first film with an openly gay protagonist. We got a couple of explorers in this animated feature set out on a mission to save the planet from some kind of an environmental disaster. Another liberal cause there, that they ran wild with this thing. And now they can't get enough folks in the theater to come close to recouping the investment, and they are losing their shirt on this. Gay activists, though, are criticizing Disney's lack of marketing here, say they didn't promote it heavily enough. I think the problem with this is, and I don't have a problem with anybody who wants to live their life LGBTQ. I just don't. But the idea that you're going to find widespread appeal for a minority lifestyle, I think is highly unlikely when people are going to a theater for escapist entertainment. You're going to attract the minority, but you're not going to attract the majority. And that kind of broad support, Alan, as you know, is what it takes to make a blockbuster.
Yeah, that's true, bud. But I have to tell you, I think marketing might have been a key here, not to be ignored as a factor, because I kind of keep up with movies and what's happening in the entertainment world. And I was looking at movies to go see this weekend, wound up, as I said, seeing Black Adam. Mm-hmm. But I saw Strange World listed, and I was like, I have no idea what this is. I didn't even know it was a Disney film or if it was animated or live. Mm-hmm. It's just like all of a sudden, you know, Strange World. So I think marketing was a problem here.
Yeah, it had to have been, because I haven't even heard the title, much less even know what the movie's about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is interesting. This has led some gay activists to fear, I'm reading, that this box office failure of Strange World will discourage Disney from investing in future films that promote so boldly the gay lifestyle here. That it's going to flop because they didn't market it at all. that they will use it as an excuse not to have films like this ever again. Be interesting to see how that plays internally within the gay activist community, which is very powerful inside the Disney Corporation. Oh, there's more in the Loony Left file here, including Joy Reid trashing Thanksgiving and a call. Are you ready? A call to cancel Thanksgiving and move Christmas. After we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, we'll tell you all about this insanity here on Good Morning Orlando. Headlines now. Dr. Anthony Fauci urging officials investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China to keep politics out of it. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation on Sunday, the outgoing White House chief medical advisor said that while he's keeping an open mind to the origins of the pandemic, there is strong evidence that the virus, in Fauci's mind, evolved naturally. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good Morning Orlando. This is Lizzie Steele. And if you missed any of Good Morning Orlando or Allen's Elsewhere or Florida Roundtable with our very own Melissa Fox, you can download our free iHeartRadio app, go to the podcast, and search any of those.
So we're in the Loony Left file here, and a note on this failure, colossal financial failure of the Disney Strange World movie that has a gay character as the lead character in it, which they've not done before. They've had gay characters, but this is like the star of the animated feature is gay, and they promote the gay lifestyle here. And the texter says they did not market it because they knew it wasn't going to be a hit. But Bob Chapek, who's now out as CEO, and the gay-friendly team he has under him that's still there at Disney, they let him run wild to the tune of $180 million expended on this movie. You know? And they needed to control the costs here if they thought it wasn't going to be a hit. But I think they just didn't want to say no, to key members of the team who are openly gay or openly enthusiastic about promoting the gay lifestyle. I think that's exactly what happened here. And the budget just was, you know, well, whatever it is, make your movie. And they're paying the price.
Yeah, it's hard, Bud, for me to be critical of this particular movie without having seen it and see what the context is of LGBTQ+ as it plays in the film story.
Yeah, it's supposed to be quite prominent. Whatever the reason, the movie is not doing at all well. This is interesting. Just before Thanksgiving, you know, and I check out the lefties on television here on MSNBC in this case, so you don't have to, okay? I take one for the team here in Good Morning Orlando.
Thank God, Bud.
What a man, what a man. And for everybody who's listening to us here this morning. Anyway, I got to tell you very quickly, before we play a little something from another lefty on MSNBC in our Loony Left file here, they had on a medical expert by the name of Dr. Esther Chu, and she floated the idea of canceling Thanksgiving and moving the winter holidays like Christmas and New Year's, all to prevent illness. Says that for so many reasons, she said on the air, Thanksgiving should be canceled. The winter holidays should be moved to the summer. That would be an end, she said, to a lack of bad holiday-themed sweaters. Well, there's an advantage. I like that. and the avoidance of snowed-in winter holiday travel. And then you simply wouldn't have to just endure, she said, Thanksgiving.
Oh,
crazy, huh?
Sure, that's a popular idea.
It is a popular one. Here's an even less popular one. They let Joy Reid, who is the MSNBC primetime black host and just way out there on the left, pre-record her primetime Thanksgiving show so she could be off enjoying the holiday. But on the show, as you will hear, she proceeds to rip Thanksgiving and keeps alive her streak of never failing to find a way to rip Republicans and play the race card along the way. So here we go, gang. Happy Thanksgiving from Joy, a.k.a. Misery Reed at MSNBC.
It is a holiday riddled with historical inaccuracies, built on this myth that the indigenous welcomed their colonizers with open arms and ears of corn. A simplistic fairy tale interpretation of a 1621 encounter between indigenous tribes and English settlers that erases the genocide that followed. It's the truth Republicans want banned from our textbooks, because here's the secret they want so desperately to keep. We are a country founded on violence. Our birth was violent. In 1619, a ship with more than 20 enslaved Africans landed in Virginia, ushering in two centuries of American slavery that left millions in chains or dead. And when those humans in bondage were finally free, a terrorist organization that was a card-carrying member of polite society, the Ku Klux Klan, picked up where the Civil War ended, using violence to maintain white supremacy. The Klan and its ilk are still active. And as Americans, we continue to choose violence. We are a country that chooses violence over and over again. There is no facet of American society that is untouched by it, as all the recent headlines remind us.
Joy Reid making us feel good about our country on Thanksgiving, as only a committed lefty can do. There you are.
Yeah, but what about stuffing?
Yeah.
That makes it worthwhile right there.
Yeah. Hey, Open Mind Monday's coming up. We want to hear from you on the topic of your choice, whether we've been talking about it or not. More on that in a moment. But now, what about the news, Alan?
Yeah, what about the news? What should we do about it, bud?
Well, I don't know. Just do it.
I'm not a huge fan of the news this morning. I was commenting earlier to Guy and Lizzie. I said, what? There is no news today, but I'll do what I can, okay?
Nobody does it better. Go ahead.
Questions regarding Donald Trump's choice of dinner guests and the Bucks work overtime at Cleveland. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. We are glad you're with us bright and early on a Monday morning at 8 o'clock for our latest look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic for you on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, guess who's coming to dinner at Mar-a-Lago? More in 1 minute.
And it's Open Mind Monday. Call us, text us, hit the talk back, and let us know what's on your mind here on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump is offering more details about his dinner with rapper Kanye West and white nationalist Nick Fuentes at his Mar-a-Lago resort last week. Trey Thomas reports.
Over the weekend on his Truth Social platform, Trump referred to Kanye as a seriously troubled man and said he offered the rapper very much needed advice. In an earlier post, he also said he told Kanye he should definitely not run for president because any voters he has should vote for Trump. Meanwhile, Trump maintained that he didn't know who Fuentes was. Fuentes is noted for having posted racist content and Holocaust revisionism online. Trey Thomas, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
The Republican governor of Arkansas says more of the GOP will raise their voices and help push the party beyond the Donald Trump era. On CNN's State of the Union, Asa Hutchinson described those willing to take a stand as voices of reality.
It is the right thing to do, and it is, to me, predictable that and what we need.
Hutchinson said that Trump meeting with people like Kanye West and a white nationalist only empowers those people. A Jacksonville girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert is home safe. The FDLE issued the alert last night for 7-year-old Caitlin LaRocca. She was believed to be in the company of a 26-year-old woman when she was last seen. There's no word as to where she was found or who she was with. A Lake County man is missing. 73-year-old Herman McClinton was visiting relatives in Kissimmee on Thanksgiving Day when he went for a walk and never returned. He's described as black, with brown eyes and black hair, 6'1" and 200 pounds. Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging officials investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China to keep politics out. On CBS's Face the Nation, the outgoing White House chief medical advisor said that while he's keeping an open mind, there's strong evidence the virus evolved naturally.
What we would really like to know is all of the details of what went on with the original people who were infected. We keep a completely open mind as to what the origin is.
Fauci went on to say that an open dialogue is crucial because the Chinese government is very suspicious of anyone trying to accuse them of involvement in the global pandemic. At Cleveland yesterday, the Browns roared back to tie the game in regulation, then won in overtime over the Bucks, 23-17. Tampa Bay head coach Todd Bowles says it was a total team loss.
In all three phases that lost this ball game, whether it was the return game that they returns on us, whether it was punt or kickoff, defensively, key stops at certain times, a penalty to move the ball.
The Dolphins jumped out to a 30-0 halftime lead and coasted to a 30-15 home victory over Houston, Miami's fifth win in a row. And at Jacksonville, the Jaguars took the lead with 14 seconds to go and held on to edge Baltimore 28-27. WFLA News Time is 8:05. You can find more stories online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at WFLA Orlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. 107.7 HD3. AM 540. And the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Hour number three as your Gator Nation station here on WFLA. I feel duty-bound to tell you that we've got Gator sports coming up this week. It's basketball on WFLA against Florida A&M. Catch it Wednesday right here on News Radio WFLA. Tip-off at 8 o'clock, pregame at 7:30. And go Gators. They came close against Florida State football. That was a terrific, exciting game. Came up a little short. Mm-hmm. And UCF scared the tar out of us here. I mean, wow. They were up, what, Alan? Was it 28-0? And they almost lost the game, but they won it.
28-0 and eventually fell behind one win USF 39-38. And then with a couple of miraculous catches, wound up scoring the go-ahead touchdown and holding on for the victory that vaults them into the American Athletic Conference championship game at Tulane on Saturday.
That's exciting. Are you kidding me? USF only had one win. I thought they had four or something.
Were 1-10.
Holy
They kept
smoke.
Flashing. You know, they always show the records of the teams as they display the scores. And it seems to me like I saw 1-10 over and over again. I'm like, how are we losing to these people?
Yeah, I mean, after the debacle against Navy, I'm really glad they were able to pull it out, and we're looking forward to the Knights, your school, as they move forward, going for the championship.
It is
here.
My school. I own UCF. Little known fact.
Yeah. And awfully nice of you to grace us with your presence here. I know this is just a little bit of a side hustle for you here.
It's a hobby, really.
It's the irrepressible Alan Spector, my co-host for so many years, and our executive producer, Guy Roberts, in the control room. And you hear the nicest laugh in the building from Lizzie Steele. And we're all here with you, but now it is your show on Open Mind Monday. Big theme this morning, all of this gun violence, the mass shootings continue. Is gun violence a problem without a solution in America, yes or no? And if you have the solution, let us know on Open Mind Monday. How much damage, if any, do you think it does to Trump's presidential run that he hosted at Mar-a-Lago for dinner, a white supremacist and anti-Semite, Nick Fuentes, and anti-Semite Kanye West? I don't think it's good for his cause, do you? But it doesn't matter what I think. It's all about what you think. That or anything else on your mind. We want phone calls here because we're a talk show. Give us a call and let's talk it over. Whatever you have to say, we will listen to keep an open mind. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Make your own talkback recording in the iHeartRadio app up to 30 seconds. All right, it's Open Mind Monday, and we love to listen to the smartest audience in talk radio. So join the conversation after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando.
Headlines right now. We've been talking a lot about gun violence this morning and what's the solution to it. A man is dead after a shooting in Daytona Beach. Police say 21-year-old Deshaun McClory was shot early yesterday morning outside the Hookah Pub on Seabreeze Boulevard in Daytona. And police believe an argument led to the shooting. No arrest yet announced. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
It's Open Mind Monday. On a Monday, for the next hour here, it's your show. Give us a call, hit the text line, make a talk back. Number's 407-916-5400, text line 23680. One other thing that came up earlier here is gas prices continue to go down. I think Alan saw it in the 320s driving in this morning. But, Lizzie, you blew me away here. You were on the road with your husband to Mississippi over Thanksgiving, and what did you see?
292, and that was in Mississippi, but also saw somebody posted on our text line that they saw it for 270 over in maybe Daytona?
Bucky's gas, yeah. 289. It was in the 270s last week. Another 308 on 192 by the Animal Kingdom here. What's the cheapest gas you're seeing out there in Central Florida, and where is it that doesn't involve having to have a paying membership to a place like Costco or Sam's? So let us know on that score. But on Open Mind Monday, to the phones, we've been talking about solutions to all of the gun-related violence in this country. And I have admitted to you that I no longer see a viable solution to it. And I'm disheartened by that, so I turn to the smartest audience in talk radio. And let's go to the phones. Joe, you're in Orlando. Welcome to the show. So what about it?
Yeah, I just wanted to address the $2,000 bullet solution. I think that guy sounds like he only wants rich people and thieves to have bullets.
You don't think our caller earlier, Andrew, they don't think that was tongue-in-cheek? You think he was really serious, huh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hope he was kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was kidding. Now, having said that, you and I have been locked horns for many, many years here on the show. And I have to turn to you because I know you know that you're much smarter than I am. So what is the solution to all of the gun-related violence in this country?
I love the tongue-in-cheek again, Bud. That was great.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I want you to tell me what the solution is. Not at all.
More gun violence is the solution.
Well, that's just idiocy. Why don't you tell us what you really think? Have you given this any thought? How do you solve a problem that is costing the lives, frankly, of far too many innocent people? And I think you would agree with that.
I'm serious. I think the criminals should be shot. So we need more guns.
So what about the Walmart supervisor who shot a bunch of coworkers in the break room just before Thanksgiving at 10 o'clock at night, like fish in a barrel? No criminal record, bought the gun legally the same day, a 9mm pistol. Nobody knew until they checked his phone for his death notice that he thought people were mocking him and he had all kinds of other problems. How do you stop something like that, sir?
Well, if all of those employees were armed legally, and, he probably would have got one of them, but then he would have been dead.
So then that's the solution. And we've had, you're not alone in this, in suggesting that. And I'll let you go right now, Joe, because I'm sure you have better things to do than to talk to the Bud Man. But is that it? Guy, you're pretty much on board with that idea. We need more good people packing heat.
Yes. And, if a criminal knows it's a gun-free zone, it's a free-for-all. They know that there's not going to be a weapon there. So why do they go there? Because they know they're not going to get shot at.
And I agree with what Guy's saying. However, but the way the caller was making it sound is that everybody should be armed. Well, I'm sorry. We have mental health problems, so I don't believe everybody should be armed, because then it's like, it's worse than the Wild West, I mean.
Exactly.
Keep in mind that Governor DeSantis is committed to getting constitutional carry passed in the state of Florida. We have concealed carry, but you'll be able to carry openly because The Second Amendment says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that's where the governor's headed. Is that where we want to go? Does that solve the problem? Will we have far less gun-related shootings and deaths in this state if we adopt constitutional carry? We can put that on the table here on Open Mind Monday, or whatever you want to talk about, because that's what this hour has been about for the better part of 20 years. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, especially those who have never weighed in on Open Mind Monday. The regulars welcome as well. After we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, good morning, Orlando. An update on local headlines now. If you're just joining us, we can tell you a teenager may well face charges for a deadly crash in Orange County. Troopers say the 16-year-old was driving a car that hit a bicyclist late on Saturday morning in Orlo Vista at North Powers Drive in West Livingston Street. The 69-year-old bicyclist was not wearing a helmet. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Hey, you still got time to get your talk back in. All you got to do is go to the free iHeartRadio app, look up WFLA Orlando. You're going to see a microphone icon, and you have 30 seconds to sound off and tell us anything you want, because it is Open Mind Monday. And like I've said before, the best part is Bud can't argue with you.
Oh, come on. That's not fair. Who came up with this talkback thing? Actually, it's great. We just love hearing people sound off on the talkback feature. On the phone, we can argue, but not an Open Mind Monday, because we listen and keep an open mind to whatever our fantastic listeners have to say. Here's one of them now. Been with us a long time. Al, welcome in, and good morning from Winter Garden.
Good morning. How are you? Listen, this is not going to be something that we're going to legislate our way out of this. The left would love nothing more than to remove the Second Amendment. But look at the latest crimes that we have seen on TV. In Idaho, a gun was not used. It was a knife.
Right.
Then in another part of the country, you had a guy ram his SUV into 25 police cadets.
Right.
You had in Hillsborough County, this deranged lady that fortunately police caught that she was going to ram her SUV into a marathon for an elementary school. So are we
right.
going to disallow SUVs? This is the problem here, but is the condition of the human soul. And I don't want to go religious, but I'm just saying, you know, we're reaping what we have sown, and we're not going to legislate our way out of it. If we outlaw guns, we're going to have an increase in SUV deaths.
So we have, Al, before you go, Al, then the answer to your question that I put on the table at 6 o'clock this morning, and it's still there, the question is, what is the solution to gun violence in this country? Is there a solution to it? Your answer appears to be no.
Exactly.
How do you feel about
exactly.
that? Exactly. How do you feel
well,
about
I mean,
that?
Well, we're going to have to change a lot of things that we do. You know, we need to stop glorifying violence. Hollywood needs to stop glorifying violence in their films. We need to stop some of the insanity of the abortion. We need to stop, you know, it's a whole moral and ethical quicksand that we have just, that we're now reaping what we sown, that we can't, like I said, we will not be able to legislate our way out of this mess that we have created.
Thank you for this. I appreciate that. Thoughtful call. It's, you know, it's disheartening, to reach the conclusion that you and I have reached, that there really is no solution to this problem. Thank you so much. Lizzie, you mentioned mental health. How does that crank into the equation? There are admittedly some people, you know, that we could pick up in advance before they activate and start shooting people. But the guy the manager at the Walmart who killed a bunch of his employees up in Virginia, we found out after the fact that he had all kinds of issues, but nobody knew it beforehand. He was a little bit of a pain in the butt as a manager, but there's an awful lot of managers who would fall into that category in the eyes of employees. No criminal record whatsoever, legally bought a gun. I mean, how in the world does mental health, enhanced mental health in this country, catch a guy like this?
Well, unfortunately,
and stop him?
Well, unfortunately, I think in this instance, along with a few other, I don't know, it's hindsight.
It is tough.
I mean, hindsight, it really is. So I don't think every instance is mental health.
I mean, you know, it's interesting. We all, not all of us, but I mean, we all get, a lot of us get flu shots every year. It's a part of life. We go to the dentist, we go to the doctor, we go to our financial advisor, we do one thing after another that's part of our annual routine. Do we need to get to the point in this country where everybody has got to undergo a mental exam once a year? Is that what would do it? Would that make a difference?
Probably wouldn't hurt. Everybody gets one therapy session, an annual checkup on your brain. How about it?
Yeah, very interesting.
I'd be up for that.
Here's another texter who says, and it essentially seems to me, I hate to interpret this, but it's on the text line, so I don't have anybody to talk to, seem to be saying no solution to the gun violence problem. 46,000 people die in car crashes in the USA annually. We need common sense automotive reform. You know, but we all accept the risk that's involved in getting behind the wheel of a car and getting out into traffic here. I don't think anybody signs on to accept the fact that I could get blown away while I'm shopping or while I'm working. You know, do we really want to just settle for an America like that? The Bud Man, along with Alan, Guy, and Lizzie, with you and listening to you on Open Mind Monday until 9 o'clock. If you want to talk about this, also Trump. Serving dinner to a white supremacist and a couple of anti-Semites at Mar-a-Lago. I don't think it's good for his presidential run. Do you? Some folks are weighing in, but we haven't heard from you yet. We're about to hear from Alan. He has your news update.
Little by little, gas prices are dropping here in Florida, and an NFL star has to be removed from an airline flight. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Welcome back to Open Mind Monday shortly. Invite you to join us on the phone, the text line, or talk back. Alan, you and I were talking about the mental health aspect of this, and Lizzie was weighing in on it. I mean, a mental exam once a year for everybody? Well, what happens if I have a really bad day and I have my mental exam scheduled and I flunk it? Do I have to, like, phone in the show from a mental institution or the slammer? What happens then?
You will have to be locked up for some time. it's just the price we'll have to pay for safety.
What's going on in the news?
Gas prices in Florida slowly dropping, Bud. AAA's statewide average today is $3.38 a gallon. That is 1 cent less than yesterday, and it's 8 cents less than it was a week ago. The average in Metro Orlando is also down 1 cent since yesterday, now stands at $3.36 a gallon. At St. Petersburg yesterday, a hit-and-run investigation led to a request for a welfare check, and that led to a deadly officer-involved shooting. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says 63-year-old Gus Spandudas was shot and killed after he pointed a weapon at a St. Pete police officer and refused to put it down. Gualtieri says the investigation is still in its early stages.
Again, we're going to continue to conduct witness interviews, look at video, physical evidence. Anything changes, we'll let you know. I don't anticipate that we'll have any more updates probably until tomorrow, and that would probably only be if the facts change at all and there's something more that we need to get out.
The officer's been placed on administrative leave. A St. Petersburg woman is dead days after she was attacked in her home with a hatchet. Relatives of 56-year-old Lisa Rogers Eaton can't believe anyone would hurt her.
She'll help anybody. She'll give you anything you want.
Don't understand it. We can't understand it because she wouldn't hurt anybody.
Arrested is 40-year-old Michael Daugherty, who Eaton and her husband let stay with them after he lost his job. A teenager could face charges for a deadly crash in Orange County. FHP says the 16-year-old was driving a car that hit a bicyclist late Saturday morning in Orla Vista at North Powers Drive and West Livingston Street. The 69-year-old bicyclist was not wearing a helmet. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. is making headlines after he was escorted off an American Airlines flight in Miami yesterday.
Police said the flight crew tried to wake him as he appeared to be coming in and out of consciousness. A statement added Beckham was initially asked several times to exit the aircraft and fasten his seatbelt, which he refused. The plane was was evacuated and Beckham eventually got off the plane when asked by officers. Meanwhile, his attorney says Beckham had been sleeping and the incident was the result of an overzealous flight attendant. Trey Thomas, News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
WFLA News Time is 8:35. Elsewhere. An award-winning singer, songwriter, and actress is being remembered. We learned over the weekend that Irene Cara died last week in Miami. Cara is best known for her role as Coco Hernandez in the 1980 movie musical Fame. Cara won a Best Original Song Oscar and a Grammy for co-writing the theme for the 1983 movie Flashdance. Actress and dancer Debbie Allen, who starred in the TV version of Fame, tweeted that Irene Cara was, quote, such a gifted and beautiful genius. Her talent and her music will live forever. Flashdance star Jennifer Beals posted on Twitter, quote, it took a beautiful dreamer to write and perform the soundtracks for those who dare to dream. Irene Cara was just 63. Her cause of death, not yet known.
You know, it's interesting, Alan, to learn, honestly, so much on Elsewhere because you're so up on the entertainment business and music, movies, the whole thing. I had no idea about her. It's great to get that perspective.
Well, speaking of songwriters, Bud, rare handwritten lyrics by Bob Dylan are going up for auction.
He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row.
Bob Dylan wrote the lyrics for Desolation Row back in 1965. The sheets of paper he originally wrote on are hitting the market for the first time ever. The papers contain all of the original lyrics as well as a few edits he made. The original owner had been good friends with Dylan since they were kids and held on to the lyrics for more than 20 years before deciding to sell. Asking price, $425,000.
And I'll bet they'll get it.
I have no doubt. I bet it goes up before the bidding is done. And finally, an Atlanta woman is recovering after welcoming her new baby in a McDonald's bathroom. Alandria Worthy was on her way to the hospital just before Thanksgiving when she made a pit stop at the fast food restaurant to use the restroom. When she quickly started going into labor and, yes, screaming, McDonald's staff called 911 and, along with her fiancé, helped deliver the baby. Dandy Phillips was born less than 15 minutes later. Employees who helped with the birth quickly nicknamed the baby girl Little Nugget after the famous McDonald's meal.
Oh, yeah.
And then they asked, would you like fries with that? But seriously, you can find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, we got more of Good Morning Orlando with an update of news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes.
This headline on a topic we talked about getting some attention on Open Mind Monday, former President Trump offering more details now about that dinner he had with rapper Kanye West and white supremacist Nick Fuentes at his Mar-a-Lago resort last week. Over the weekend on his Truth Social platform, Trump referred to Kanye as a seriously troubled man and said he offered the rapper very much needed advice. Meanwhile, Trump maintained that he didn't know who Fuentes was. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
Stay ahead of the storm with Operation Stormwatch on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up to it in my head.
Hey, you want to get on a boat with those guys? The Beach Boys Good Vibrations Cruise is going to set sail in March, and News Radio WFLA Orlando has your chance to get on board. You and a guest will experience a five-night vacation from Miami to Belize, then on to Mexico, and back on the beautiful Norwegian Pearl with plenty of music from not only the Beach Boys guy, but
The Temptations.
Uh-huh.
Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, who I've always wanted to see.
Check.
The Isley Brothers.
Not bad.
The Righteous Brothers.
Awesome.
And more to be announced.
Sounds good. Just go to WFLAOrlando.com, click on the contest page for your chance to win. Hop on the boat and prepare for all of the good vibrations. Book now at TheBeachBoysCruise.com.
That boat will be rocking, but it won't make you seasick. You got to love this, huh? Good stuff. All right, it's back to Open Mind Monday right now, and the headline we had a moment ago, and we had conversation about this, I maintain it's not good for the president's presidential campaign to be associated, as he was at Mar-a-Lago last week, serving dinner to anti-Semite Kanye West and Holocaust denier and white supremacist Nick Fuentes, to which a texter replies, it's Open Mind Monday, and I'll keep an open mind, even if I have to wrap the duct tape around my head twice to keep it from exploding. Here we go. President Trump having Kanye as a dinner guest. President Trump is cordial and enjoys company. It's his nature. I'm sure Trump thinks of Kanye as not only a fellow American and perhaps a friend. Trump provided advice. It was no more than that. That Kanye bought three, actually it was two, additional people who were unknown to Trump, he says, is just an aside, of course, now being politicized by leftists. Another texter, Clinton and Biden hung out with Robert Byrd. Obama was pals with Louis Farrakhan. Epstein was at the White House multiple times. A lot more nefarious characters than Kanye. The conclusion I deduce here is this won't hurt Trump at all. But I got to tell you, in politics, out of politics, gang, I think it's universally true that at least to some degree, you are known by the company you keep. I think Trump needs to be careful here. He's getting beat up across party lines, Republicans included, for the dinner down at Mar-a-Lago and his shifting stories about what he knew and what he didn't know and who he knew and who he didn't know. I think it's a problem.
Yeah, at the very least, Bud, I think as a former president of the United States, he needs to set a better example. We've seen instances of anti-Semitic crimes on the rise in this country, sadly. And when he is seen giving aid and comfort to those who ascribe or subscribe to those beliefs, it does not help the situation.
Yeah, and he needs to repudiate, white supremacy and anti-Semitism in association with clearing up all this controversy about the dinner and his dinner guests at Mar-a-Lago. And he has not done that key thing here, and I find that disturbing. And I'm a guy who thinks Trump did a heck of a job as president. In terms of policy, he had this country in great shape domestically and in foreign policy in a way that has just been shredded by Biden. He brings a lot to the table. But, you know, this is a self-inflicted wound here.
Yeah.
And it just simply is. And if I'm out there caring about Trump being president again, I'm sorry. I don't care how vehemently pro-Trump you are. You've got to be on your knees begging this guy to separate himself from the likes of Kanye West and Nick Fuentes if you really want him to be your president again.
And, Bud, I think if you're a Republican thinking about running for the GOP presidential nomination in 2024, you're licking your chops now. We saw Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, on CNN yesterday, Republican governor of Arkansas, who is reportedly considering a bid for the White House, and he was very critical of Trump on that show. And I think we'll see more of that, and I think we'll see other potential candidates being emboldened as Trump is being seen, I think, as much more vulnerable.
But it's Open Mind Monday. Tell us, if you're pro-Trump, can you really make a credible case that this is somehow not bad for the Trump presidential cause? Oh, on another matter that's been red hot all morning long, on the text line, if you want to curb gun violence, put the teeth back in the criminal justice system. We've become too humane as a society, the texter writes. Listen to this. Bring back public hanging and hard labor so that prison is not a break from life for folks. Limit death sentence appeals. Right now, folks see no real consequence, even for murder. murderers sit on death row for years, and then they just go to sleep. It isn't very scary, and it should be. Enforce the laws we already have on the books instead of the revolving door system we have now. Lastly, the texter writes, do away with gun-free zones. The Wild Wild West was a pretty polite place because the possibility of getting shot was real. Criminals didn't roam free long, and the worst of the worst hung in the middle of town as an example to others. A response to the question on the table, what's the solution to gun violence in America? More Open Mind Monday. Time for you to sound off after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic one final time. Good morning, Orlando, at 8:48. Look at headlines right now. Americans can move on from the pandemic if they keep their immunity up to date. This, according to Dr. Ashish Jha, appearing on ABC's This Week over the weekend. The White House COVID-19 response coordinator expressed cautious optimism in the face of a so-called triple-demic of COVID, flu, and RSV, which is affecting so many little kids in particular. This comes as the Biden administration launches a six-week campaign for Americans to get their booster shots. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Use your smart speaker. Tell Alexa to play News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Last shot at Open Mind Monday. Be the star of the show with your phone call at 407-916-5400 on the topic of your choice, whether we're talking about it or not, whether we agree or not. We'll listen and keep an open mind. And the text line is 23680. Maybe a little late to make a talk back, but always good to keep in mind through the iHeartRadio app.
You we can have
make
one.
Your own recording. We do?
Yep, but it's
open
it's on
mind
the
Monday. Guy, can we roll it?
Yep, it's on the gun violence. Here you go.
In answer to your question this morning, the answer could not be easier. Love your neighbor. Become part of a church. And churches have got to get their act together and start working to recruit more people, encourage more people to be part of a religion that preaches love. That's churches and synagogues.
I could not agree with that more. My problem is, I mean, we are trending as a nation away from godliness and church attendance, and I don't see anything that will reverse the trend. If the trend could be reversed long term, I think that would make an enormous difference in reducing violence, you know, man's inhumanity to man, and always guns, whatever it happens to be. I just don't see forces at work to bring us in that direction. And that's why I haven't spent a lot of time on it. But, you know, the texter makes a great point.
Well, again, when Bud, I would make the point that even if you don't have God in your life, that doesn't mean you can't have basic fundamental values that don't include killing people.
But you would agree, though, that, you know, that what he said would have additional value in a positive way.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
There's good things about church, and sometimes there's not so good things about church.
Well, I think maybe what Bud is saying is that you have there's no consequences anymore, it seems like, and that's why this next generation seems to be doing a little bit of rogue stuff that we wouldn't have done. So I think that maybe is what Bud's saying, is that maybe if you have God in your life or have someone you feel you need to answer to, then maybe you would be more of a balanced situation.
I'm just saying it's not a guarantee by any means.
True.
Oh, no.
True.
And I'm not suggesting that it is. I'm not sure that the texter was as well, but or the talkbacker. Oh, by the way, this is interesting here. Listen to this. I have two possible solutions to all the gun violence in America. The first is the Sunday school answer, Jesus. Since the First Amendment has been interpreted based on a private letter to mean no Christian teachings outside of the church, this first solution has many problems. That goes back to Jefferson. But anyway, the second is to invoke and enforce extremely stringent laws. For instance, if you steal, your hand's chopped off. Now, you may see this as horrible, but consider checking out the crime rates in many Middle Eastern countries. Sharia law, the texter writes, does not need to be brought in with this. And believe it or not, I heard the second solution come from a character, the coroner, on an old cop show. Well, there you are. Let's see. What else do we have? a lot of support for Trump, that this isn't going to damage him at all. Well, I got to tell you, across party lines, I think it's hurting him. And if he wants to be president again, I think he needs to be doing things that bring more people to them, to him, than he sends away. And I don't think that happened with the dinner at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Another. Go ahead.
Just to reiterate, you know, I just think it's a bad signal for Trump to send, whether this hurts his presidential hopes or not. Just as a former president of the United States needs to set a better example.
A lot of folks, I think, are reacting in that way. Texter, children go to daycare, then preschool, then public school. When do they get to spend quality and quality time with their parents, especially their mothers? This, I believe, promotes insecurity in children, and then they are bullied in public school so they do not feel cherished and loved. Children need to be raised by their own parents, especially their mothers, in a stress-free home. And I mean, I'm sorry, I mean, millions and millions of us went to public school here and were away from mommy all day, 5 days a week for 12 years and didn't turn into vicious killers. I don't know about that, but then again, it is Open Mind Monday, and we keep an open mind to the thoughts of our cherished listeners. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks for spending part of your Monday morning with us. For Alan and Guy and Lizzie, the Bud Man here, wishing you a wonderful day. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, talking over the hottest topics in talk radio from 6 until 9. Until then, thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Stick around. Glenn Beck's up next.